Braden Brown now joined by Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner. We always appreciate his insights. He's having a really happy day after his club knocked off the top team in 2A Eureka last night, 34-31. Coach, can you walk us through some of the key moments?
You know, I thought the key moment for us was definitely down the stretch. You know, we took care of the ball a little bit there late, luckily the last minute and a half, to be able to get ourselves a good shot, which Allison shot the ball really well yesterday and was able to knock down that three to put us up. But I would say a majority of it also kind of steers from our toughness on the defensive end. You know, we came out and really set that tone early and got into them. I thought we needed to be more physical than them because that's what they do, and I don't think they see a lot of that throughout the year from what I've been able to see on film that I was able to watch. And so our team really was up to that challenge and really rotated well and contested jump shots all night long.
I know, you know, your team kind of hangs their hat on their defense, and, you know, offense, you know, kind of comes and goes for the girls. What can you tell us about your coaching style and how that works out well for you and the Lady Wolves?
Well, I mean, you know, it's something that I felt like we've been built on, you know, since we got here 7 years ago, taking over this girls program. I thought toughness could always win on the girls' end of the floor. And that's what I've just always seen throughout my years. And so I thought that if we could instill that and build that within our program, that could be something that we could build on regardless of what talent we had and players that we had. And I think more than anything, collectively, this group is coming together and proving that. And I think ultimately, you know, I mean, just throughout this stat line, you know, we had 32 turnovers last night. You know, how do you knock off a number one team in 2A undefeated and have 32 turnovers? Well, you defend and you rebound and you continue to come together. And that's what we did last night. And, you know, we knocked down some open shots when we needed to. And, you know, collectively as a team, they don't get on each other. They continue to encourage, which it could be so easy, but everybody has a part in everything we do. And so it was really great to be able to see them do that last night.
Hard to believe the playoffs are nearly here. One more regular season game. How do you feel about your squad right now going into the playoffs, and where do you still think you guys need to improve to go on a playoff run?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, I feel really good, obviously, about where we're at. You know, we always want to be better at the end of the year. You know, I think hopefully we've made it through our sickness here. Last week, that was pretty rough on us. So to have everybody back here towards the end of the week, we shot the ball well last Friday against Mission Valley, played really well on Tuesday, and now we got another tough matchup with Osage City here on Thursday. You know, we're going to see one of the top players in the state in Boss, along with, you know, Spies plays really well, always a tough matchup for us. And then you throw in, you know, Kitzelman and Jenkins. I mean, it's just a really good matchup for us. And so we're going to looking forward to the opportunity to come out and compete. And, you know, for us, it is getting ready to go for postseason. We, you know, that comes out for us today. It looks like we're going to be on the same side as, you know, Mayor Devine Valley, which that's a team that's knocked us off twice. So that's going to be tough as well. So again, just continue to build to work on those little things and hopefully be able to make adjustments to be where we want to be and put ourselves in positions to have opportunities when the season continues to move forward here towards the end.
Chatting with Lebo girls basketball coach Patrick Gardner. You mentioned the matchup against Osage City next to close out the regular season. What are you hoping to see? And what do you think it's going to take for you guys to pick up the win over the Indians?
I would say it's probably a little bit of everything that we saw last night. You know, we got to do a much better job of taking care of the ball than what we did. We definitely had to play team defense and continue to set those gaps and be physical. And then we got to be able to knock down shots when we give them the opportunity, and we can't allow them to get second chance opportunities on the board. You know, that's something where we have to win the rebounding battle against them and then try to contest. You know we're going to give up something to them because of how athletic they are and skilled they are, but you know, hopefully they're not able to capitalize, and that'll be kind of what we do.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Before I let you get out of here, what's been your thoughts on being allowed to schedule 23 games during the regular season and your kind of just conversations with other coaches about how that's going for them as well?
Sure, I think everybody wants 23 games until they play 23 games, and that gets a little bit tough. But, you know, for us, it's been actually kind of nice because, you know, we didn't get that game with Hartford, so we lost that game. It doesn't sound like we're going to get our Friday night game against Yates in our home school, so that's already another one. So that drops us down to 21 games, so in a way it's kind of helped us out. I have not been a fan of probably playing three games a week since LCL break. That's been a little bit of a, you know, kind of a thing for us. But also, you know, it's been nice to watch my girls just go out and play. You know, sometimes you can get a little bit too much. You know, basketball's a long season. And, you know, I think that you can spend all the time you want to in the gym working on different things. But, you know, sometimes it's nice to just get out and play and have fun and compete. And for us, that's really kind of been the key for us and really kind of helped out our JV getting some extra games because we haven't really had those throughout the season like we wanted to.
Patrick Gardner, Lebo girls basketball coach. We always appreciate his insights, coach. Once again, congrats on the big win last night. And we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, I appreciate it. Sorry about my voice today. Just kind of let that thing go last night. So hopefully I'll have it back for tomorrow night.